Welcome to In the Studio, the podcast dedicated to empowering and elevating dance creatives like you. I'm your host, Aubrey Aries, and in each episode, we'll dive into practical tips, strategies, and inspiring stories to help you take your dance career or project to the next level. Whether you're a choreographer, dancer, producer, or in any other creative role, this is the place to learn, grow, and turn your passion into a success. Make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and connect with me on AubreyAries.com for more insights and updates. Now, let's jump in to today's episode. Happy Wednesday, guys, and I'm back for another episode of In the Studio. And today we're talking about something I've shied away from for a very long time, and not because I haven't wanted to talk about this, but I also felt like maybe there is a time and place, and I feel like that time and place is now. So today we are talking about competing in our Latin dance competitions while incorporating technical dance styles. Now, this is a personal take, guys. These are like my personal thoughts and ideas, right? So a lot of this is going to propose as questions for all of you to think about. As someone who has been a part of the Latin dance scene for over a decade, I've seen firsthand how our community has evolved, especially in the competitive atmosphere. The way we have incorporated technical dance styles into our traditional Latin dances like salsa and bachata is exciting to a trained dancer, right? But I can't help that I do have my technical eye on sometimes. And I want to focus specifically on competitions rather than performances. I won't lie, sometimes it's tough to watch certain competition pieces. But just to give you some background, I came into our Latin dance scene at a time when pop covers were being used for bachata music. And that shift is actually what led me into my involvement in the Latin dance scene. A fellow bachatero needed expertise in contemporary dance to help fuse it with bachata. And DJs were remixing songs like Adele, Whitney Houston with bachata beats. At that time, I thought it was such a cool challenge. How do we blend contemporary with a street dance like bachata while staying authentic to both? And it became a movement, a very successful movement in Los Angeles. Now, let's fast forward to today. I've noticed a major trend in competitions. Dancers are incorporating technical styles like jazz, ballet, contemporary, and even acrobatics. As someone who values technique, I love seeing this evolution. I love it. But on the flip side, I'm also surprised by how certain tricks and fundamental movements are being executed. Not always proficiently, yet still scoring high because of their difficulty level. I say difficulty level in air quotation marks. This raises an important question. How do we as a Latin dance community support dancers in mastering both their foundational Latin style and their technical skills? I also think, are judges and promoters truly knowledgeable in both areas that they can fairly critique these performances? Or is it time to bring in some outside experts who can assess technical execution alongside the Latin dance authenticity? When I start talking about this topic, there's certain technical things that I can see in my head. And one of those things are elements like turns and leaps that are being fused into our Latin dance. A perfect example, the jump I see everywhere, like I mean everywhere, is a double stag or a single stag, also known as a calypso, depending on where you've trained. Now, that is the jump that you kind of like, it's weird putting into like these terms, but you jump in the air. Out of a turn, you jump in the air and you have one leg bent in the front and one leg in the back. That would be a double stag. And then you have the single stag, which I feel like I see more, which is a straight leg in the front and a bent leg in the back. Every time I see it, I want to cheer for the dancer pushing their skills in incorporating this trick. Like, it makes me happy to see that dancers are incorporating technical skills, right? But at the same time, my technical brain is screaming, turn out your foot, point your toes, open your pelvis for a better stall in the air so we can actually see what you're hitting. Shoulders down, chin lifted, back leg in attitude. Now, in a traditional dance competition or convention, that execution would score low. Yet in our Latin dancing, when we see a dancer throw, and I say throw, a jump in, even with flawed technique, I often see that the crowd goes wild. And I get it. It's exciting, it's unexpected, and it looks impressive. But at the same time, I can't help but wonder, are we truly pushing for both skill and precision, or are we just rewarding difficulty for difficulty's sake? I often find myself torn between celebrating the attempt and wanting to send these dancers straight to jazz class with Joe Lanteri and refine what makes a great jump. If you don't know who Joe Lanteri is, please look him up. He's amazing. Steps on Broadway, Juilliard instructor, just amazing. Now, if you're a dancer that has placed this type of jump in your routine and have never taken a jazz class or a jazz private, or have never been and worked with someone that has this foundational skill, I urge you to take a jazz class. I urge you to book a private with an instructor that knows what they're doing in this specific skill. As we hire instructors to perfect our basics in salsa, bachata, zouk, anything, I also would say that you also need to hire someone that also knows what they're doing in the technical side of dance. It is important. It is important so we can pay respect to both sides of the spectrum. Now, let's talk about acrobatic tricks, okay? Let's talk about the one that I see almost at every competition. And if you are a Latin dancer listening to this, you know what I'm talking about. It's the front flip. It shivers my bones when people call it the front flip, because it is not called a front flip. It is called a front handspring. Not too long ago, I was scrolling through Instagram and I came across a video of a dancer practicing this trick. Their caption read, "Send me your tips. This is going to be in my next solo." And I have to be honest with you, I was annoyed. Why? Because that's like a ballet dancer who's still learning their salsa technique, posting it and being like, send me your tips on how to do the salsa basic. It's going in my next pas de deux. You know, like, no, guys, that's not how it works. If you're going to incorporate a high-risk acrobatic trick into your routine, please seek proper guidance from someone that knows what they're doing, that can walk you through it. Take an acrobatics class. A front handspring isn't just about throwing your body forward. There are two critical elements in executing it safely. Understanding how to do a proper handstand. Without this foundation, you lack the control needed to transition into the flip part. Knowing how to spring off the handstand, this is where the technique, strength, and proper mechanics come into play to prevent injury. From my technical perspective, I can't tell you how many routines I've watched where I literally hold my breath praying a dancer doesn't fall. And this is prior to even seeing what trick they're gonna do. I can just already tell in the way that they're preparing their body before this trick happens. Yet, they land it, whether it's clean or not, and the crowd erupts into a standing ovation. I get it. I totally get it. It's exciting. But we also have to ask ourselves, are we celebrating the risk more than the execution? And more importantly, are dancers prioritizing learning tricks over learning the technique? These are just the examples that I've seen in the last 2 weeks when I was out in Oaxaca competing. And I bring these topics to light not to provide a definitive answer, but to spark conversation among dancers, judges, promoters, and leaders in our community. We dedicate so much effort to perfecting our salsa and bachata basics, so if we're going to incorporate technical elements, I believe that the same level of dedication should be applied. For dancers wondering, where do I start? Begin with signing up for a weekly ballet class. Book privates with instructors who specialize in the style you're trying to integrate. And most importantly, remember that when you choose to incorporate a technical element, you are representing that style, just as you do with Latin dance. Respect it, please. For event and competition promoters, please be mindful of who is adjudicating the future of our scene. Dancers enter competitions to grow and to receive valuable feedback and to improve. While it's crucial to hire high-level and highly respected Latin dance judges, it's equally important to bring judges with expertise in technical and acrobatic ability. And if you're not sure where to begin, message me. I'm incredibly proud of the training I've received growing up, and I'm happy to share the knowledge passed down to me by my instructors, including Mike Cook, trained at the School of American Ballet in New York City, former principal dancer for Ballet Arizona, and the world-renowned Susan Farrell Ballet. and also my acro coach, Tammy Manville, who was a part of the 1976 Olympics and has made an incredible career out of her knowledge in both dance and gymnastics. And I think that that's extra special because it's not just one lane of knowledge, it's two. And if for anyone that's just looking for some direction, I would love to help you with that. I don't know everything and I'm not going to stand here and tell you I do, but I can sure help, you know, send you in the right direction. Lastly, my passion for this topic is starting to come out because I am judging a lot of upcoming competitions within our Latin dance scene. And I want to put out there, even though I have a trained eye for bachata and salsa, my main focus and my main foundation will remain technique. And as I take my leadership role in our dance scene very seriously, I want dancers to know that I'm not here to say, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be doing that turn. But hey, this is how you're going to be able to be proficient in these technical styles. I know that the people judging next to me, they got basics, movement, body fluidity, weight transfer, all the things that make a proficient Latin dancer. But my main focus is how do we get our Latin dancers to that same proficient ability as technical dancers? So when I'm watching, I'm going to be watching not to deduct points, but to see, is this dancer taking the time to also become proficient in technical styles? I've also recently, as I've started my judging a career within our Latin dance scene, I'm also a big advocate for less about points and more about giving constructive criticism back. Being able to not just give a point deduction, but explain the deduction, why I gave, you know, someone a 9 instead of a 7 or someone a 5 instead of an 8. Because the dancer should be receiving feedback so they can better themselves as professionals, as, you know, competitors, and continue to evolve our scene where our dance community is now being cross-trained. It is a beautiful space to be in as a Latin dance community. I am always and will always feel honored that, you know, people listen to the things that I have to say from my technical standpoint. Which is why I'm doing this podcast. If you are competing, I wish you all of the luck. I will be judging at Royal Dance Cup here in Burbank, California in April. I will be in Mexico in May judging at Olimpo. And I will also be judging at the Las Vegas Salsa and Bachata Congress. So I have quite the schedule coming up and I want dancers who are competing to know, you know, what I'm looking for. And anyone who needs any sort of support or just direction, I'm your girl. Come to me. I would love to have give some advice because at some point I was there too. And, you know, it's nice to know that there are people in your corner that genuinely want to help you and see this future continue to evolve. So thanks for listening to today's podcast. I look forward to hearing your thoughts on this. I love your DMs, especially from last week's when it came to the origin story of EMDC, my dance company. It's just so fun to get into these conversations. I love talking about dance. I love talking about evolution. And I want to see our Latin scene continue to be successful, and I'll do whatever it takes to make that happen. So I hope you guys have a great week and follow me at Full Out Obs on Instagram. And you can also reach out at aubreyaries.com, book some privates or just a chat. I hope you guys have a great week, like I said, and stay creative, stay inspired, and I'll see you in the studio. Bye.